never dreamed that I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
They're described as precision airstrikes. The Pentagon says the U.S. strikes hit targets in Syria, aligned with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. It's said to be retaliation for earlier drone attacks that killed a U.S. contractor in Syria and wounded five American service personnel. The Pentagon's $842 billion budget request, too small, according to critics, who say it shows just how misguided Biden's spending priorities really are. The president, who has yet to visit East Palestine, Ohio, is now in Canada. The agenda is packed on this day two of Mr. Biden's Canadian visit. Utah, among states taking the lead in efforts to protect kids from the negative effects of social media. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 297 points. NASDAQ futures off 65. More details at srnnews.com.
Your health care is just that. It's your health care. It's yours. You are unique. God made you. So instead of being a number in a system, think about being a part of a community, one made for you. MediShare is healthcare sharing. It's not health insurance. It's a community of Christians who actually care about you and the things that matter most to you, like your convictions. You want to know your money isn't paying for things you don't believe in. Instead, now you're sharing. You're helping real people, not a corporate bottom line. And when you have a need, they're there for you. Other MediShare members and staff even praying for you. For 30 years, MediShare has meant affordable, reliable health care. And when everything else seems to be getting more corporate and more impersonal, this is a breath of fresh air. And it may be just what you have been looking for. Call now. They're very easy to talk to. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Few days off, first the weekend's here and the next is gone. Sometimes you spend all day at work staring at the clock until it hurts. There's a world outside of that office door where your boss won't haunt you anymore. Getting through the week is such a bore. Why are the weekends oh so short? I'm done, I cannot wait. I really need to take a break. The weekend starts for me today.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV at 6:10 on a Friday morning. Well, about that party, if it's indoors, you'll be okay, but outdoors?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Patchy dense fog could be a problem in some spots this morning. Gradually today, we'll see some improvement. The sun will be out later with a high temperature today in the mid to upper 80s. Feeling more like May than March. becoming cloudy tonight. We're dry through the evening hours. However, in the overnight hours, showers and storms become likely. And in the wee hours of Saturday morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day tomorrow. We'll see sunshine by afternoon with a high temperature up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms comes in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Sunday's high near 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Good morning, people.
Who wants cocktails?
I need an old-fashioned, a Brandy Alexander, and a martini.
It's a little early to be drinking.
Okay, I started celebrating early.
Yeah, celebrating what?
It is National Cocktail Day.
I like day drinking.
Let's get this party started.
Happy National Cocktail Day.
Ready?
I was born ready.
It's showtime.
At 6:11, and it ain't a party until we hear...
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
And now, it's a party.
All right.
How are you doing this morning?
I am... Let me see, get the mic here. Doing all right. How are you?
Overprepared.
Overprepared? Well,
yes.
I mean, that's good, right? Better than the alternative of being underprepared.
I suppose it is. Rich, out today, but keeping an eye... I posted his blog on my Facebook page if you'd like to take a deeper look on the weather that's expected. I think it's late tonight, early tomorrow. See some rain. But in the 80s, there was, as he points out in his blog, it was like 27 degrees Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And today we could hit 87.
Yeah, I know.
That's quite the spread over the course of a week.
Hey, was there basketball last night? There was.
And here's the, in fact, hang on, because we just got a fresh upload from the Jeff Bezos radio network.
Oh, okay.
But I don't mean to overstate it with this, but I really do think this is kind of cool.
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
You mentioned basketball, and my daughter's alma mater has now made it to the Elite Eight.
Florida Atlantic?
Florida Atlantic University.
They beat Tennessee.
I didn't even know they had a basketball team when she was going to school there. I know they had a football team because it was coached by a guy I knew quite well in South Florida, Coach Schnellenberger. And the football team was decent, but to make the Elite Eight out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Alabama plays tonight. I'm looking.
Yes, they do. They play at 5:30.
What a convenient time that is.
Against San Diego. San Diego State, by the way.
If we're going to talk about sports, you should do this right.
Yeah.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Thanks for tuning in this morning. Let's take a look at some of the scores in the NCAA tournament as the Sweet 16 whittles itself down to 8 through today. Last night, the Gonzagas, that team always seems to be in this thing every year.
They do.
They beat the Euclids of UCLA 79-76. Arkansas, who had a big upset last week, they are out. They lost to UConn and big. I guess UConn's going to be one of those, probably one of the final four. Kansas State, 98. Michigan State, 93. That was the number 3 seed beating a 7. And Florida Atlantic University, 62-55, a number 9 seed beating number 4 seed Tennessee.
Tell you what, Princeton tonight.
Yeah. I think they beat Angie Dickinson in the first round to get to this point.
And Princeton beat Arizona in the first round, number 2. A 15 seed beat number 2, then a number 7, and now they're facing a number 6.
Well, today we have San Diego State. Come on.
They're ranked number 5. I mean,
they ain't going to beat Alabama.
You say that.
Look, it's another school that
Florida Atlantic beat Tennessee.
I know.
So
anything can happen in this thing.
Yeah,
I would be stunned if anybody in the United States still had a bracket that was viable that could actually turn out. There's just no way. another school that I had something of a connection to, because I lectured there once as a visiting professor.
Once.
I did a good job. It was just one time. University of Miami.
Yeah.
I did a lecture with their journalism class.
Media.
Well, that's what, yes. So I'm not sure if it was journalism or media, but, you know, they're in this thing. They're number five. They're playing one seed Houston right after the Alabama game. Then it's Princeton. They're 15 playing Creighton. That was a school I once considered coming out of high school. But the tuition was like crazy. They had a good journalism school there. They also specialized in media. So we'll see if Princeton, I mean, it'd be really wild if some of these low-seeded teams that have upset all the way through ended up in the Final Four.
Yeah.
And then Xavier, they are number three ranked, and they're playing number two ranked Texas. That's the last game tonight on CBS. Speaking of CBS, we will be visiting with our friends over there very shortly, I hope. I came in, the audio's working.
Yeah.
You know, I waved hello to the camera. Nobody said anything to me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm assuming we're going to be okay for that. So let's go to this message from Jeff Bezos. You probably heard the story, the heroic actions of an Amazon driver in intervening in a domestic situation. Saved the day, and word has made it all the way to the top.
I am Jeff Bezos. It is with great awkwardness that I must do something I never have done before, and that is to praise an Amazon employee. You see, one of my delivery minions delivered a package to a home that was in the middle of a police standoff.
Oh, wow.
Wow. This guy's got quite a set of echo dots on him. Better still, this brazen act of bravery has given birth to a new business idea. I shall call it Amazon Crime. Are the police shouting, "Come out with your hands up!" over a bullhorn? Well, jump on Amazon Crime and get a bullhorn of your own so you can answer back, "You'll never take me alive, coppers!" Order some blow-up dolls and it'll look like you have hostages. And if you do go to jail, Amazon Crime will deliver you a delicious cake with a special ingredient inside. You can file that under brilliant.
And as soon as they're finished laughing, at 6:18 we'll have, no, it's 6:19, we'll have 18:19 news.
18:19 news.
Severe weather is being forecasted for this Friday night in parts of Alabama. A weather system bringing severe thunderstorms will enter the state from the northwestern part and then travel eastward and southward through the northern, central, and southeastern parts of the state, heading Dothan in the early parts of Saturday. By Saturday afternoon, there will be a reprieve with storms and showers also possible on Sunday. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A rape case will continue, despite the fact that the victim was just killed in a car crash. The case is against former Mobile County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Murphy. Murphy is currently out on bond. The female victim accused Murphy of rape while he was on duty. Mobile County District Attorney Keith Blackwood told WALA News that despite losing the key eyewitness in this case, there is other evidence that they will use to take the case forward, and that it's not the first time that prosecutors have had such a unique position. Defense Attorney Christine Hernandez says she will ask for the case to be dismissed since her client pleaded not guilty and there is no witness or victim to cross-examine. The band Counting Crows is making Alabama part of their 2023 Banshee season tour. The rock band will be stopping in Albertville on August 12th and perform at the Sand Mountain Amphitheater. General ticket sales are already underway. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey, and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, push others away. You learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the walkie pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I notice you don't take your bike to work. You do the walkie pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the walkie pokey, 'cause you're so wokey dokey. You do the wokey pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about.
That's a fun way to start your Friday morning, ain't it?
No.
Okay, then I will rethink that idea the next time. I got to play this Joe Biden clip here while we're killing time. Are we going to see our picture up there?
We're about to get a picture.
Let's make sure it's there. Oh, there we are. How are we looking this morning?
You sure is ugly.
Shut up. So this is Joe yesterday. He and Kamala combined for a real... She is the author of what we call word salad, where she makes these ponderous statements that actually make no sense and then ends up cackling them off. But this one I have not heard yet. So let's see what Joe had to say about babies.
Act does a lower prescription drug cost. Drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation. Now, that's all right. We like babies. You don't have to worry about it. So it's okay. It's all right. In fact, I like babies better than people.
Oh, I made the mistake of thinking they already were people, but that's okay. I wish I could find the other one. That's when he was taking the guns out of the hands of domestic advisors, which I think he meant to say domestic abusers or something. But oh well, as long as he gets close, it seems like the media is totally okay with that. So we're going to be talking about the things we thought we would never do as adults when we were kids. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I put it here, 12 things people never thought they would do as adults but ended up doing as kids. And this would be a good time to start looking at the list, you know? 30
yeah.
seconds.
Pulling that up now here.
Owning a minivan. Well, I never did that. But an SUV. Getting a dog and putting clothes on it. It should be fun. All right, we are hot. Two, one.
Now, a list of things people never thought they'd do as adults but ended up doing includes bird watching, going to bed early, telling your kids because I said so, and owning a minivan. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to talk about, so let's hear over from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. These sound like classic dad things to do.
Yeah, well, you know, I think all of us, when we were kids, when we were being addressed by our parents in a disciplinary way.
Right.
Well, I would never say that to my kid. And guess what? You say the same things to your kid. They're like heirlooms. You pass them along. Why are you being told to do this? Because I said so. That's good enough.
I never had a problem with number 8 is eating broccoli. I've never really had that problem.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I was okay with broccoli.
No.
Never had a problem.
And my daughter picked up on that. She was a good eater.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of ways you can enjoy broccoli, yes, that make it taste better than what broccoli tastes like.
A little lemon juice, a little butter, a little salt. I mean, you can really give it a nice...
Drown it in ranch.
That's another possibility, yes. But not wrong.
There's that as well.
Bird watching.
I've never done that.
Define bird.
Kind of birds, just random birds.
Wendy and I have been watching these eagles over in California.
Oh, you're watching them online.
Yeah, you can watch them on YouTube. There's a camera they set up so you can watch the eagle's nest. They're in Big Bear Valley in California.
Let me add to what he just said by saying the other day I was on Atlanta Highway. No, I was near Atlanta Highway on my bike, and there were these. At first, I thought they were eagles. That there were these huge birds with long wingspans circling overhead, and then I realized they were buzzards.
Right. Yeah.
And then I started worrying that maybe they know something I don't.
Right.
And they're
exactly.
just waiting for me to.
They're just following you. It's like, hey, any minute, boys. We're going to eat good.
That's never good. Get some broccoli and some ranch dressing, and we'll have that as a
song. I never really considered gardening as a punishment.
I did.
It's nice to see all the work when it's done.
I only saw it as, I didn't see it as punishment, but it was something that I didn't want to do, but my dad made me do. Like, go out there and pick.
Like, pulling weeds.
Yeah, pick the vegetables off there, or go till the ground, or go do this. And it's like, I don't want to do that. I hate yard work of any kind.
Mm-mm. Well, every
gardening
year.
Gardening included.
I used to have pull weeds. I hated that.
But what about y'all's music taste? Has y'all's music taste changed from when y'all were young to now?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, I did a lot of study on this within our business because I was a music DJ for many years. And what I found is that people bond with popular music around age 12 or 13 and then up to about age 25 when life starts getting real and busy. That becomes their era. You know, there are things they will enjoy beyond that, but that's like the era that becomes their oldies 20 years later.
Right, yeah.
So they just think what's weird is the stuff that is still I love is 50 years old. And 50 years ago, I would have been listening to music from 1922. So that's that. When you look back at it that way, it's a little bit different.
The going to bed early thing is relatively new for me. I say relatively new, not necessarily, but... That is something that is definitely, I didn't think would ever happen. Now it happens voluntarily. Now it's like, I want to go to sleep because I got to get up in the morning and got a lot to do or whatever the case. And the fact that my clock has been set.
I was a crazy morning radio guy.
My whole body clock is set to get sleepy at about, 8:30,
I was the most
9:00.
Undisciplined human being for so many years. And now you can set your watch by me. I am very disciplined. And by the way, being in bed is different from going to bed to sleep.
True.
Because you can be in bed at 7, but not really try to sleep till 9 or 10. So
true.
There's that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys sit on your lawn chairs and scream at these youngsters to get off your lawn?
No. No, my lawn is there to be enjoyed. Walk
caught myself doing it the other day.
Was that
number 11.
And if your dog needs to go, let it go. It's nature. So what? The rain will wash it away.
And it's natural fertilizer.
Yes. So I'm not one of those, get off my lawn, guys.
I wonder if Rich is.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Well, he's got a really nice house, but it's got a lawn the size of a postage stamp.
Oh, yeah.
So there's not a whole lot to step on there.
They're not there long enough for him to yell, get off my lawn.
Plus, he has like 5,000 security cameras and things like that. So,
fine.
Yeah, if he doesn't want you there, he'll let you know.
Maybe a laser zapper?
Probably.
I got tasered by Rich Thomas.
All I got was this t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys, enjoy your Friday. We should wrap as adults because
we're
not happy.
I know we're all pulling for Alabama time, but FAU, my daughter's school in Boca Raton, Florida, made the Elite Eight last night, and we are all happily shocked.
They are the Cinderella team this year.
Maybe Princeton could be the other Cinderella team there.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had a basketball team.
It's less. Yeah, exactly.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all on Monday.
All righty.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
All right. So how do we look this morning? I'm never going to get any good words from you. Let's see. Later on this morning, around 8:55, we will do our weekly grand prize drawing. You can qualify for that, by the way, by giving Jay a call at 272-9228. Give him your first name and last initial. And among the things we give away, the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. I'll be doing a little bit of driving soon, and I've got to get my car to one of their... It's easy, because I can drop it off at Bell Road or downtown, and they'll get it back to me before the afternoon show is over, which is very, very convenient. And it's about due for an oil change and tire rotation. And when you're on the road, whether you're traveling 50 or 500 miles or more, you want to make sure you've taken all the steps to eliminate the possibility that you will be on the side of the road with a flat tire or some engine issue that could have been avoided with preventative maintenance. And that's what they do so well at all three Don Duncan locations, plus wholesale price tires. So whatever your need might be, stop by and see them serving Prattville and Millbrook from Mount Duncan. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown, newly expanded there at 408 Madison. Drop your car off. They'll get you to your office or government building, wherever you need to go. And, of course, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving southeast Montgomery from there with a big stock of wholesale price tires, your favorite brands, at all three locations. Don't forget to look up Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. 6:33. I have the timeline before me, and will, among other things, salute a planet that got its name on this date many years ago. Right now, a first look at the road.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got a couple of accidents out there for you this morning. Taylor Road at the entrance to East Chase had a moderate accident there earlier. We're seeing traffic move by that area pretty quickly, but there are still some units on the scene there, so please use caution. Troy Highway at Virginia Loop, if you're headed outbound from East South Boulevard, got an accident there. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else on this Friday morning. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas, they go fast. Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. We're into spring and summer's just around the corner. We're talking about barbecue stuff, beach towels, some of the freshest candies you've ever put in your mouth.
We got them down at Tucker Pecan, Bubba. And there we have a lot of local products. That's what we try to do. We've got the local hot sauces, the local barbecue sauces. We got the bearded pickle stuff. We got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got all those great things down there. The candies, we make them fresh every day. I mean, people walk in the store and say, "What's that smell?" And I mean, I look around and it's honey pecans, it's praline pecans, it's cinnamon. You never know. Or it could be those new macaroons we're making. Or it could be tiger butter. I had a fella come in today and said, "I've heard about your tiger butter on the radio." We make it fresh daily. And you know what? If you don't believe me, ask my buddy Foster Gump. They make candy every day. So you need to come see them at Tucker Pecan. They are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check them out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call them at 262-4470 or like them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All American Auto and Tire.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is not headline news. Philadelphia is reportedly planning to pay women to get pregnant. The mayor said they're flying Nick Cannon in to help out. Almost like a scene in a classic comedy movie, after a Southwest airline captain got sick mid-flight, a pilot from another airline who just happened to be on the plane helped land it. And if you just said Shirley, you're joking, I'm serious. And don't call me Shirley. The fruit roll-up people are warning consumers not to eat the plastic wrapper. Yes, that's where we are in this country, and we think we're going to survive long enough for climate change to kill us? And Wallet Hub named McAllen, Texas, the most obese U.S. city. So obese, they also came in second. This is not headline news.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the 24th of March, I am your mediocre substitute host for Rich Thomas, Greg Goodell. Getting upset for Chicago. It is 6:37, and yes, there will be a listen in the Rich Temis School of Broadcasting today. You know, this is one of those mornings, I got sleep, I didn't do anything bad, and I have been up since 2:22 this morning, but part of me hasn't arrived at the radio station yet. Does that make sense?
Oh, it's still getting here? Okay.
Today is National Cheesesteak Day. Who serves a good Philly cheesesteak? Yo, Baumhauer's has the pot roast Philly and the chicken Philly cheesesteak on naan bread. You could try that to celebrate. It's also National Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. You know, and we often have those in the house. They sell them in these, they weigh like 5 pounds, these jars from Costco.
Mm-hmm. Everything from Costco weighs at least 5 pounds.
Yeah. I wish. Anyway, they're good medicine. When you're a little bit grumpy, grab a couple of those. And National Cocktail Day. And with Rich on the beach, are you celebrating?
Yeah.
All right. 1930, the planet Pluto is named. And the only thing I could think of to celebrate this was, we have no audio from Pluto except this one.
To go to the butcher shop. Hey! Cut it out.
Why are you sending your dog to the butcher
shop? Here's the money, Ann. Hurry
home. That's gotta be horrible.
Well, yeah, but...
That's like sending a recovering addict to go buy your alcohol. You don't send your dog to the butcher shop.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Which, I mean, I guess that's where the whole... shtick comes in.
Yeah, after all, it's only a, and look at, there's the big bully dog down the street. This, what are we missing here? This would be a good soundtrack for the whole timeline.
Yeah, he pulled some fleas off his body and he's gonna pull on the dog to drop the meat.
He's gonna scratch his butt. Cartoon sound effects, there's nothing like them.
Aren't they great?
And it's also nice to, you can pop something on involving Pluto from YouTube and not have to worry about vulgar language being used. 65 years ago, women across America went nuts.
For what?
Elvis.
Oh!
He was setting his recording
career. The movie
career.
Came out back then?
No. No, he's being inducted into the Army in Memphis.
Okay, yeah.
Which meant no concerts.
Right.
No new records for a while. He was given the serial number 533-10761. Now, that could be a pop quiz question later, so I hope you wrote that down. 1966, Simon and Garfunkel made their UK singles chart debut with Homeward Bound. Paul is said to have written the song at a Farnworth railway station in Widnes, England.
Sitting in a railway station.
Yeah, well, stranded waiting for a train.
Yeah.
Hey, it was worth it, wasn't it? 51 years ago in 1972, The Godfather was released, and I think I saw it on its opening weekend at one of those great old theaters in downtown Chicago.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. I did enjoy it the first time as much as I did in later watchings, because I didn't really know much about the mafia, but everybody was talking about it.
I can remember the first, well, I can't remember the first time I saw it, but I do remember seeing it on TV and not really understanding what the big deal was until I was much older.
Yeah.
And watching it and being able to appreciate, you know, everything going on there. And understanding the story itself.
I enjoyed it much more after I matured. Okay, School of Broadcasting students.
There's something we were talking from our TV topic. Things that, you know, things as an adult. Movies.
I never watched that.
Yeah, you'd appreciate movies a little bit more than you would as a
Absolutely. You are correct on that. That's a good point.
Anyway, yeah.
Why didn't we think of that while we were on TV?
I don't know.
Song of the day. It's an Eagles song. Now, look, I know you're not paying attention. I don't care if I'm a substitute teacher. Respect me.
Spitballs and hitting the blackboard.
Yeah, I know. Come on. Look this way.
Screw off.
I guess the class is not going to cooperate. Now, this song was 90% written by Jackson Browne, as the story goes. Then Glenn Frey and Don Henley, they were kind of hanging out with Jackson Browne, and Glenn picked up a piece of music Jackson had just been writing, but it wasn't finished. Mm. So Jackson Browne said, "I'll get around to finishing it someday," and Glenn said, "Do you mind if I finish it for you?" He wrote a tiny part of it, which became quite famous. So you're standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down. Take a look at me, and in those days, who didn't? come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your love is gonna save me. Bring on the spitballs.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy.
And that was a good lesson in how to butcher. Don't jam too much information over the top of a song. So you have to speak in a natural pattern. All right, moving right along with this, we have the OJs going to number one of the charts. This date, 1973, the song was Love Train. The song's lyrics of unity mention a number of countries, including England, Russia, China, Egypt, and Israel, as well as the entire continent of Africa. 1977, Fleetwood Mac released Dreams from their 11th studio album, Rumors, which became their first and only, their only number one U.S. hit single. I'm surprised. I thought songs like Everywhere and Little Lies became, well, those were Stevie Nicks solos, I think. Whatever. Stevie Nicks wrote the song in early 1976 at the Record Plant Studio in Sausalito, California. Took her about 10 minutes. On a day when she wasn't even required to be in the main studio. 34 years ago, 1899. 34 years ago in 1989, the Exxon Valdez rammed a reef off the coast of Alaska. What a disaster that was, leaking 11 million gallons of oil into the sea. Before I turn the page, who can remember the name of the captain of the Exxon Valdez?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
I can give you one hint. Hazelwood.
Okay. I don't know why that was.
And yeah, it was believed took $2 billion to clean it up. The captain was heard screaming, "No, not Tanqueray on the rocks. I said tanker on the rocks."
There were so many jokes from that.
Yeah.
So many late night jokes.
All right, in 1992, a Chicago judge settled the Milli Vanilli class action lawsuit by approving cash rebates of up to $3 to anybody proving they bought a Milli Vanilli music album before November 27, 1990, the date the lip syncing scandal broke. I wonder how many redemptions they got on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you buy the song, and every song that's produced is technically enhanced in some way or another. So, well, yeah, it was a fraud. The song sold very well before anybody knew what the real story behind Milli Vanilli was. 1997, 39 dead bodies of the Heaven's Gate cult are found. I've watched that documentary on the Hitler Channel. 18 years ago in 2005, Paula Abdul pled no contest to clipping a car on the San Fernando Valley Freeway and driving off. She was sentenced to 2 years of probation, ordered to pay about $900 in fines and penalties. She also had to give the other driver $775 for the damage that she did. And the judge said, "Do you have anything to say for yourself, Paula Abdul?"
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
That is her.
I know.
7 years ago, 2016, Gary Shandling died unexpectedly at age 66.
Yeah.
4 years ago, no, five actually, the Black Panther became the highest grossing superhero film in American earning. By the way, did you hear about all the changes at the Marvel studio? The woman that's been running it canned.
Yeah, it was an abrupt leave.
It was described as a bloodletting yesterday at Disney, and they're letting go of about 7,000 people all told. Birthdays today: Peyton Manning is 47. Jim Parsons, Sheldon on The Big Bang, is 50. Star Jones is 61. Hey, guys, remember Kelly LeBrock? The lady in red?
Mm-hmm.
63. Robert Carradine, or is it Carradine?
I think it's Carradine.
Carradine. Virtual dream girl Lisa. Oh, that's Kelly LeBrock. Louis Anderson would have been 70. 8 days until baseball that counts. Actually, it's this coming Thursday. Easter is 16 days away. 18 days until the Biscuits have their homeowner.
Homeowner?
Some of you are probably wondering.
You on drugs?
No.
Well, if they do become a homeowner.
Yeah. if they do, the same day as their home opener at Riverwalk Stadium, 50 days until Mom's Day, and we'll have our first Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon in about 155 days, and that is your mangled up timeline. 6:48. Let's get the real deal in.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Patchy dense fog could be a problem in some spots this morning. Gradually today, we'll see some improvement. The sun will be out later with a high temperature today in the mid to upper 80s. Feeling more like May than March. Becoming cloudy tonight. We're dry through the evening hours. However, in the overnight hours, showers and storms become likely. And in the wee hours of Saturday morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day tomorrow. We'll see sunshine by afternoon with a high temperature up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms comes in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Sunday's high near 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, 6:49, Greg and Jay, we've got your SRN News replay, followed by a look at the roads in today's Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
They're described as precision airstrikes. The Pentagon says the U.S. strikes hit targets in Syria, aligned with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. It's said to be retaliation for earlier drone attacks that killed a U.S. contractor in Syria and wounded five American service personnel. The Pentagon's $842 billion budget request, too small, according to critics, who say it shows just how misguided Biden's spending priorities really are. The president, who has yet to visit East Palestine, Ohio, is now in Canada. The agenda is packed on this day two of Mr. Biden's Canadian visit. Utah, among states taking the lead in efforts to protect kids from the negative effects of social media. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 297 points. NASDAQ futures off 65. More details at srnnews.com.
Your health care is just that. It's your health care. It's yours. You are unique. God made you. So instead of being a number in a system, think about being a part of a community, one made for you. MediShare is healthcare sharing. It's not health insurance. It's a community of Christians who actually care about you and the things that matter most to you, like your convictions. You want to know your money isn't paying for things you don't believe in. Instead, now you're sharing. You're helping real people, not a corporate bottom line. And when you have a need, they're there for you. Other MediShare members and staff even praying for you. For 30 years, MediShare has meant affordable, reliable health care. And when everything else seems to be getting more corporate and more impersonal, this is a breath of fresh air. And it may be just what you have been looking for. Call now. They're very easy to talk to. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're coming into Montgomery on I-85 southbound this morning, just before you get to Mount Meigs, we've got a minor accident. Doesn't seem to be causing much of a traffic backup. They're still trying to wrap one up on Troy Highway this morning and Virginia Loop. If you're headed outbound from East South Boulevard, should be in your lane. Other than that, light to moderate traffic, busiest on East Boulevard around I-85. Pretty busy on Taylor Road, and we're seeing a little bit of traffic out of Wisconsin Canal on 231. Your good credit and no money down gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota, Chevys, Fords, all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities. Whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories. Canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st. Shop the best sale of the season all week long. Lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. April 1st, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and our wreath class at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st on the Wetumpka Highway.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Put your hands together and give a warm welcome to your dad.
Hey-o, boy, thank you. All right, come on, here we go. All right, the past, present, and future walk into a bar. It was tense. Hey, I started telling everybody about the benefits of eating grapes. It's all about raising awareness. Hey, what has two butts and kills people? An assassin. Okay, all right, that's enough of me. Thank you. Back to you guys.
Give it up for your dad.
So sick of Hollywood.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, time for the Keep It Trashy Showbiz Celebrity Gossip and Birthday Report. I'm your Keep It Trashy anchor, Greg Udo. I just got a text from Rich.
Yeah.
Nice job on the timeline.
Okay, good.
He can't
Is that pity? You think it's a pity text?
I do. I think it is a pity text.
You can't take it. Again, you can't take... When you thought you've been, when you thought you haven't lived up to your standards, you can't take a good compliment.
But his
that
are
says
a lot,
otherwise.
His are a lot lower than mine too. So. Just kidding.
He's about to take back everything.
I know. I can't wait for the next text. I think we're going to watch The Fifth Plane. I took a little peek at that. That looks really, really interesting. And you can find that on the Hulu. And he's not sure yet what his time frame for return is, watching the track of the severe weather coming across the country as forecast. Be back in about 10 minutes. Movies opening this weekend, John Wick. Now, I have not seen any of these, but oh, is man. The guy that just died?
Yes, yes.
So he's in this film.
He is in this film, yeah.
Oh. A Good Person, Florence Pugh. I think if I were going to have a showbiz career, I would not want to have a last name that sounds the same as a bad smell. Pugh.
Pugh.
Pugh. I'm just saying. I'm sure she's a really nice person. The Lost King. This is a PG-13 movie, a dramedy based on the true story of Philippa Langley and how she initiated a search to find King Richard III's remains under a parking lot in Leicester, England. She's played by Sally Hawkins, and Steve Coogan plays her estranged husband. In the film, she has visions of the king, and he's played by Harry Lloyd from The Game of Thrones. Cheryl Lee Ralph. That's another name I don't think of. Cheryl Lee from Abbott Elementary dropped a bomb on the latest episode of the podcast Way Up with Angela Yee. She revealed that she was once sexually assaulted by a famous TV judge. Who? It was not Greg Mathis, but that's all she would say. So that leaves Ed Koch, Mills Lane, Joe Brown. And I'm sorry, even with my vivid imagination, I cannot believe Judge Wapner would do that.
The Wap.
See, dead or alive?
I think he's dead.
This could be a conundrum. Movies that are better than the book they're based on. Movies that are better than the book they're based on. And the titles they have here.
That's a tough one.
Most of these are pretty big hits. All of them based on a book. Shall I set this aside?
Sure, go ahead. That's tough because I...
Yeah, we can do a separate... If we have time, we can do another contest. I can always do an Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lane's.
True.
I have that power.
You have that, yes.
That authority. Linda Blair, who made some really interesting movies after she became an adult. That's why they call them adult films. She has been seen on the set of the new Exorcist. I didn't know they were redoing this. Last year, the people behind the latest Halloween trilogy announced they were giving the same treatment to The Exorcist, and pretty early on, they announced that Ellen Burstyn was coming back to play Chris McNeil, but nobody said anything about Linda Blair coming back to play Reagan, the daughter.
Yeah.
But now, sources say she did show up to reprise her role, but was only on the set for a few days, so apparently she doesn't have a big part. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon used to share a bank account at the start of their careers. On the Bill Simmons podcast, Damon admitted it was unusual in retrospect, but as long as one of them had money, they knew the power would not get shut off. And we went through those days in early radio, man. You had to pool resources and do what you had to do to survive, to get where you wanted to go. Some guy got detained by police because he wanted to propose to Rihanna. It's kind of creepy. He actually traveled from South Carolina to her home